Mr. Getty brings to his personal life the same kind of discipline and philosophy which he brings to business. His time is not wasted. To J. Paul Getty, the future is as important as the past.
I generally wake up about 9 in the morning, take a bath, and take my exercises, then eat breakfast, read the papers, put in a few phone calls. By the time I get downstairs, it's 11:30, and from then on, and then lunch is 1:30, and at midnight I'm still sometimes going over business mail. I get literally thousands of letters from individuals wanting financial help. They want everything from $10 to $10 million. And they seem to think that all the money I have is in cash and it's in my pocket. It's a heavy burden. I want to get rid of it. They don't realize that all the money I have is invested in business. And people that are bigger than I am, like Standard Companies, Shell, and Gulf, and BP, very often borrow money. Well, I'm sure they don't borrow money just to prove that they can borrow it. They're short of money. So people that are much bigger in the oil business than I am, short of money. There's no reason to doubt that I'm short of money most of the time. And I've never felt like a big businessman because I've always been in business with people that are bigger than I am. But I'm dealing, Getty Oil is dealing with Gulf, Shell, Exxon. We're dealing with bigger companies, richer companies. And when you're in that club, you don't feel particularly important. You feel like a small fella. I don't like the English winters. And most English summers I don't care much for. I like the weather in California better. And to me, England is a place that's very convenient to look after Getty Oil's Eastern Hemisphere operations. And of course, we're very active in the North Sea. I felt that I could do better work here. So far as the North Sea is concerned, than I could if I were looking after the North Sea from Los Angeles. The time will come when I will have stayed away from home long enough.
As one might suspect, the observations of J. Paul Getty are not limited to self. Mr. Getty's approach to all of his interests is one of total commitment, and as a result, he has some profound views on the ingredients of success.
I had many friends as a young man. Many of them were very hardworking, very intelligent, very well-mannered. But the reason is that their lack of success is beyond me. I've always been afraid of failure. Always afraid of poverty. I inherited it. I never set any target or goal for myself. I just tried to return the ball as best I could. I think that if you want to be in the oil business, you've got to be an incurable optimist. I like business. I've always taken pleasure in business. Although I think I have, like some people, great talent for idleness. I think I could have been a good beachcomber. I wouldn't want to work any harder. I think I'd like to avoid drilling a lot of dry holes. I think I'd like to have more time to travel. More time at the beach. My great hobby is walking along the beach and taking the occasional swim. I like to study, I like to learn. And very often at breakfast time, I'll pick up a Latin book and work at it. Takes my mind off current affairs. I like books on art history, history in general, travel books. I have a collection of travel books. I think the good book says that man shall not live by bread alone. And there is such a thing as culture. And any person that doesn't have culture is missing a lot in life. I suppose that I won't have anything to say about it, but probably I'll be a footnote in some histories as a businessman. They won't follow my wishes as to what I'd like to be remembered for.
And what are those, sir?
Well, I would rather be remembered as a man who was well-rounded, interested in business, but also interested in other things.